It's time for the second edition of our conversation with the current mayor of Runnymede, Councillor Shannon Says Marshall. So welcome again, Madam Mayor, to Radio Way.
Thank you for having me, Andy. It's always a pleasure.
Now, last time you told us about your role as mayor in that you're the first citizen of the borough and hence represent the Runnymede Borough Council. And at the council meetings, you're the chair. So what does that involve?
So I sit right next door to the chief executive and I'm responsible for chairing the meeting. That sounds very straightforward, but I also have the responsibility of signing the minutes and ensuring that the meeting is efficient and everyone gets an opportunity to speak in an apolitical way.
Ah, so you're a little bit like the Speaker of the House of Commons. You're the order, are you, Madam Mayor?
Well, I've never had to use those words. I have had to bang my gavel once. I also have a responsibility of calling an extraordinary council meeting should we need one. If some business comes forward, I can say to all the members, that's what we call the members of the council, to come forward for a extraordinary council meeting. Or I may, during a council meeting, call a recess. So very limited powers, but somebody's got to do it.
But as the chair, that does differ from the leader of the council, doesn't it?
Yes, absolutely. So the leader of the council is a person from the largest group who that group has put forward as the leader. So currently that's somebody called Councillor Tom Gracie of the Conservative group.
And also, you are still a councillor for Runnymede, so you still have the right to vote and represent your constituents as the mayor.
Absolutely. I still represent the ward of Chertsey Riverside. I also, as the mayor, have a casting vote. So when a vote goes forward in the council, let's say that it's Evan Stevens, and as the mayor, I have an extra vote should I need to get a piece of business through.
Now, also with the Borough of Runnymede bordering onto the Royal Borough of Windsor and Maidenhead, do you, as the mayor, have any duties to the Crown?
As the first citizen, let's say, for instance, that a member of the royal family wanted to come to Runnymede Meadow, I would be the first person to meet that member of the royal family as mm-hmm. my role as the first citizen, and I would host them. So I would be the person that would say, and please let me introduce you to, as we go down the line of all the people. So the mayor is the first citizen and the host of any royal visitor to the borough.
And I also believe that if the royal members do come into Surrey, they're also met by the Lord Lieutenant of Surrey. And quite recently, you and your fellow mayors met up with him.
We did. So the Lord Lieutenant represents the Crown. So he can go and he can represent the royal family and the king. As civic leaders, which is what the Surrey mayors are, we went to the Lord Lieutenant's house, Loseley House, mm-hmm. and the Lord Lieutenant Michael Moore Molyneux actually guided us round the house himself.
Ah, right.
It was extraordinary. And he was a very lovely host indeed.
And I guess now you're starting to get to know quite a few of the other mayors in Surrey and obviously those on the neighbouring borough.
Oh, absolutely. So the Spelthorne mayor and I are great friends now. We went to the Chertsey and Shepperton Regatta last week. And the mayor at Elmbridge, Richard Williams, yes, again, lovely chap. And we do see quite a lot of him.
So turning on to some of the events the last 2 weeks, you were saying that the Chertsey and Shepperton Regatta. So quite interesting, Chertsey being in Runnymede, Shepperton being in Spelthorne. Hence why you were both there, I suppose.
Yes, rather like the St. Peter's Open Day. Spelthorne and Runnymede, we are dissected, obviously, by the River Thames. Yes. But there are occasions when whatever occasion it is both our boroughs. And the Chertsey and Shepperton Regatta is actually held in Spelthorne at Dumsey Meadow. But I could see my patch from the other side of the river.
And talking of transport, like the river, you were also involved at the Classic Car Show at Egham recently.
Yes, so that was the Egham Chamber of Commerce. They decided to do a classic car show, and it was free to enter. It gave lovely little plaques to everybody that entered. I had the great honour of wandering around Runnymede Meadows, having a look at all the cars, and I have no knowledge in this area at all. So I went back to my host and I said, exactly how am I meant to pick the best in show? He said, pick whatever you fancy, madam. So one of the people was very helpful, and he explained to me that his Panther Calista Roadster car had been built in Byfleet. So it was a true local. And anyway, that was enough for me. That was the winner.
And I also saw on a photo on social media, apart from the owner, there was another gentleman who'd actually built it or had been involved in the factory. So it really was a local event.
It really was. Isn't that extraordinary? So that gentleman happened to be, I don't know what his name was. He happened to be walking down the high street and he said, I used to build those. And that was it. Yeah. Everybody was there, you know, chatting. I was completely out of my depth, of course, because I knew nothing. Right. But I gave him the trophy and I left them to it. But yes, what an amazing community we do live in.
And talking amazing things, a lightsaber to open the geek retreat in Addlestone. That was something unique, was it not?
That was me being very mischievous. The geek retreat in Addlestone. If you've got young people at home that talk about strange things called Warhammer and Pokemon and Dungeons and Dragons, and you scratch your head and you don't know what they're talking about, take them there. So the geek retreat is for people that like Star Wars and people that like dressing up, etc. And they'd asked me to go and open their new cafe shop. And I went along. And they're all dressed up. And I'm in my finery as well. But I did say that I was in my work clothes. I wasn't dressed up. And I'd make it a little bit fun. They gave me a pair of scissors. And I said, oh, surely I should be having a lightsaber. And the rest is history.
Well done. So quite an interesting 2 weeks. Thanks again, as always, for sharing some of the highlights of your diary. And next time, let's cover the regalia that you have. You say your official clothes and that. And of course, we'll talk about the events and activities you've been undertaking. So as always, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.